North Yorkshire Learning Disability Partnership Board Annual Report. What work have we done between April 2020 and March 2021? Our annual report tells you about all the things North Yorkshire Learning Disability Partnership Board have done over the last year. Even though we cannot meet because of coronavirus, we have been very busy and achieved lots of things on our work plan. Our work plan has four themes. These are living a good life, staying healthy, keeping safe, and making our voices heard. This report tells you what work we have done for each of the four themes. We hope you enjoy reading our annual report and finding out more about the work that we have done. So, what have we done about living a good life? Human rights. We made some human rights activity packs. We worked with Inclusion North to write them. The packs help people think about human rights. We have shared the packs with lots of people and have had some great feedback from other self-advocacy groups. Self-advocates have also done some human rights training with Inclusion North. LDE, Learning Disability England webinars. Some self-advocates have been to webinars by Learning Disability England. They have shared what they learned at the webinars with other self-advocates. Some webinars were about things on our work plan, like housing. Energy game show. We have taken part in some game shows by the Yorkshire Energy Doctor. The game shows are fun and we have learned lots about how to save energy at home. Online relationships. The lockdown has meant some of us are using the internet for the first time. This includes using Facebook. It is important to be careful and stay safe online. Keyring made a set of cards that help you think about keeping safe when using Facebook and having online friendships and relationships. What have we done about staying healthy? Annual health checks. Self-advocates filled out surveys about annual health checks for people with learning disabilities. The surveys were for North Yorkshire Clinical Commissioning Group. A clinical commissioning group is the name of a group of doctors and other health professionals who are in charge of planning and buying the healthcare that people need. We spoke to someone from North Yorkshire Clinical Commissioning Group at a self-advocates meeting. We talked about annual health checks and coronavirus vaccinations. Hospital website. We have been working with staff from Airedale Hospital and the University of Bradford. They are making an interactive website for Airedale Hospital near Skipton. The website will help people know what to expect if they go into hospital for surgery. We have checked how accessible the website is and given feedback. We also shared ideas for a script, which our friends at Keithley and Craven People First will use to make a video for the website. Health champions. Some self-advocates in Craven and Harrogate are health champions with Bradford Talking Media. They are working to make health services in Craven, Harrogate and West Yorkshire better for people with a learning disability and autism. Social prescribing training. We have helped to develop some training for both social prescribers and people with a learning disability and their families in Craven and Bradford. Social prescribers are sometimes called community link workers. They help people who want to improve their health and well-being by being linked into community activities and groups. In the training, we talk about health inequalities for people with a learning disability. We explain that we are all individuals and have a right to good health, good healthcare and a good life in our communities. We are going to trial the training with teams of social prescribers. We will let everyone know how it works and decide if we need to change any of it. Accessible information about coronavirus. We have made lots of suggestions over the years about how to make information accessible. The council has listened to our suggestions and this helped them to make accessible information about coronavirus. We also made a library of accessible information about coronavirus on the North Yorkshire Partnership website. Coronavirus vaccinations. Mark wrote to Boris Johnson, Matt Hancock and his local MP about when people with a learning disability will get the coronavirus vaccine. Mark got a letter back from his local MP. staying safe at day services. Self-advocates made a video about staying safe when you go back to day services. Flu jabs and health passports. We have been working with public health and sent out information to remind people to get their flu jabs and keep their health passports up to date. All-party parliamentary group. Self-advocate Dean went to an online all-party parliamentary group. An all-party parliamentary group is where people from different political parties work together on a particular issue. This one was about coronavirus. Dean asked a question about what can be done to make sure people with a learning disability and autism can have the right support. Feeling good video. Self-advocates made a video about how they have felt about the last year. Even though it was a difficult year, people still did things that made them feel good. Mental well-being. We have sent out activity packs to all self-advocates. We have had packs about staying healthy, keeping safe, and human rights. The latest one is about looking after your mental health and well-being. Mental health first aid. We did some training about mental health first aid. Mental health first aid helps you look after your mental health and well-being. We are running more sessions for people with a learning disability and autism to learn about mental health first aid. What have we done about keeping safe? Keeping safe activity packs. We made keeping safe activity packs and sent them to self-advocates and organisations. The packs include our easy read keeping safe guides and some puzzles and questions to help people think about safety. Home alone packs. A few years ago, a self-advocate called David Bruce thought it would be a good idea to do a campaign so people know what to do if something happens when you are at home alone. This is the Home Alone campaign. We made some packs to help people be prepared and know what to do. This year we added a quiz and some top tips to the packs. We sent lots of packs out and people said it was very good. We would like even more people to know about the pack. Keeping safe guides. The keeping safe guides we made are now available in audio. The Safeguarding Adults Board have shared the guides with other safeguarding boards across the country. Some other boards like them so much they would like to adapt them for their own work. Carry On Talking podcast. Self-advocates have started making a podcast. They have just voted to call it the Carry On Talking podcast. In October, we made a podcast for Hate Crime Awareness Week. In December, the podcast was about safe places and the Sunflower Scheme. We are planning more podcasts. Keeping Safe Champion. We appointed Sam Sutter as the self-advocate Keeping Safe Champion. Sam is doing lots of good work like making the podcasts. Safe Places. For Hate Crime Awareness Week in October, Mark Hamblin wrote a blog about safe places and why they are important. Mark is the Safe Place Champion. Mark also wrote an open letter to businesses to tell them about the Safe Places scheme and made some top tips for staff. The tips help staff in safe places know how to support people with a learning disability or autism. Keyring, online hate crime. Christopher has worked with the Keyring National Office on a lived experience group for online hate crime. The group has been working with other charities to find out why hate crime happens online, including on social media such as Twitter and Facebook. They will write a report about what can be done to reduce online hate crime. What have we done about making our voices heard? Meetings with Richard Webb. Over the last year, Mark, Christopher and Katie have taken part in 3 meetings with Richard Webb. Richard is the head of Health and Adult Services at North Yorkshire County Council. The meetings were organised by North Yorkshire Disability Forum. Mark, Christopher and Katie have asked Richard lots of important questions. Richard has really valued listening to our voices and hearing our questions. Talking to social workers about self-advocacy. We are working with the senior social workers at North Yorkshire County Council to help social workers learn more about self-advocacy. Recently, some self-advocates from Craven and Harrogate went along to a social workers meeting to talk about self-advocacy. We are looking at other ways that we can help them find out more about our work. transitions. Samuel is working with North Yorkshire County Council to help make transitions better. Transitions is when you move from children's services to adult services. Samuel worked with Jodie from Keyring and a senior social worker called Natalie Harland. They made a video that was shown at meetings for social workers. Natalie said that the video was very important to help social workers understand that they should always consult and speak to people with lived experiences of social care. She said that they had very positive feedback about the video. Samuel has written a blog post about his work for the Keyring newsletter. Recruiting new support workers. In September, self-advocates worked with North Yorkshire County Council on a recruitment campaign for support workers. Self-advocates told the council what makes a good support worker for them. This will help the council to find new people who want to be support workers. Zoom quiz. Self-advocates have been going to Keyring's weekly Zoom quiz. People take it in turns to ask the questions. The quiz is so much more than a quiz. People have developed skills and learnt new things. New friendships have developed across the country. We hope the new people we have met at the quiz will join our meetings when we see each other again. Flying High. We have talked to young people at Flying High about self-advocacy. They have come to the Zoom quiz to meet self-advocates. Easy Read. Self-advocates have checked Easy Read information for service providers. Checking the Learning Disability England website. Samuel, Dean and Christopher have done some paid work with Learning Disability England to help redesign their website. They helped to make sure that the new website is easy to use and accessible for everyone. Budget consultation. Self-advocates took part in North Yorkshire County Council's budget consultation. The budget consultation asked people what they think about the County Council's plans for the future and how they spend money. Council plans. Self-advocates shared their view on the County Council's plans for making council services in North Yorkshire simpler and better value for money. Being online. Lots of people have got online this year. We are proud of everybody's hard work learning new internet skills. We want to make sure that people who cannot take part in online meetings are still included. Keyring have worked hard to make sure everyone is included. They have used phone calls and letters to stay in touch. We made a survey about being online. The survey will help North Yorkshire County Council understand our experiences. News article. We celebrated International Day of People with Disabilities on the 3rd of December 2020. Sam, Mark and Stuart were interviewed about self-advocacy for a news article on the North Yorkshire County Council website. Live Well, Live Longer. The Live Well, Live Longer delivery group checks to make sure the actions in the Live Well, Live Longer learning disability strategy are happening. We haven't been able to meet because of COVID. The people involved in making the strategy actions happen all work in health and social care. This means they have been very busy making sure people are kept safe and well and continue to be supported during the pandemic. They have still been working hard to make sure to make some of the Live Well, Live Longer actions happen. This is good news. They told us that over the last year they have focused on annual health checks, employment, supported living, day services, transforming care partnership, weight management and digital inclusion. What have we done about how we work? Partnership board manual. We have made a guide to the partnership board. We are writing new terms of reference. Keeping in touch. We have worked hard to stay in touch while we cannot meet in person because of coronavirus. We wrote two letters from the Partnership Board, three letters from each local area group and three letters from the North Yorkshire Health Task Group. We have also started a fortnightly email bulletin to share useful information and opportunities. Self-advocate celebration. We are celebrating everything we have achieved over the last few years. We have made a podcast and shared photos to make a video too. We also talked to Laura, who works with Shanna, Caroline and Claire. We told Laura all about what we have done and she drew an amazing poster. We will share the poster, the podcast and the video with other people. This is so they can see all the good work that we have done. If you would like to find out more about the work we have done, you can follow the links below. Human Right Pacts at nypartnerships.org.uk/human rights. Online relationships at keyring.org/news/internet-safety-resources. Interactive website for Airedale. This is yourexperiencerightcare.org. Accessible information about COVID. nypartnership.org.uk/COVID info. Staying safe at day services video. This is on YouTube and the link is utu.be/WUK TC3C A. If you would like to see the blog about going to the all-party parliamentary group, go to www.keyring.org/news/self-advocate-questions-minister-disabled-people. Mental health activity packs can be found at nypartnerships.org.uk/MH activity pack. The Home Alone packs go to nypartnerships.org.uk/homealone. Keeping Safe booklets and activity packs are available at safeguardingadults.co.uk/keeping-safe/easy-read-guides. Carry On Talking podcast can be found at anchor.fm/nyselfadvocates. Blog about safe places, www.nypartnerships.org.uk/safeplaces. Notes from our meetings with Richard Webb, www.nypartnerships.org.uk/nydfpapers. Sharing our ideas about what makes a good support worker, have a look at www.northyorks.gov.uk/care-and-support. News article about International Day of Disabled People, www.northyorks.gov.uk/news/article/North Yorkshire-celebrates-international-day-people-disabilities. And celebrating self-advocates, go to www.nypartnerships.org.uk/self-advocacy-celebration. So, report authors are NYCC Health and Adult Services Participation and Engagement Team, July 2021. If you have questions or want more information about something in this report, you can email Claire Canavan at claire.canavan@northyorkshire.gov.uk or call her on 07929 873 638.